I may like Funny Cake more than other people. It's just who I am. I sacrificed so much in my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a blowjob? I wish one of those guys had children so I could kick them in the fucking head or stomp on their testicles so you could feel my pain, because that's the pain I have waking up every day.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Steve. Mike?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
For a long time, he lived in the toy cupboard or on the nursery floor, and no one thought very much about him. He was naturally shy, and being only made of velveteen, some of the more expensive toys made fun of him. The mechanical toys, like the model train, were very stuck up and boasted that they were real.
This is that people have to know how real it was.
Yes, that's important. That's important.
This is that people have to know how real it was.
Yes, that's important. That's important.
This is that people have to know how real it was.
Yes, that's important. That's important.
I thought you were supposed to be in boot camp. You know I was going to shoot your ass. I ought to rearrange your face. That's what I should do. What the fuck is with that do-rag on your head anyway? I don't know what the hell you were doing in my crib, but I want this shit out of my room.
What you mean, shit? What shit?
This shit. It's fucking garbage.
Hey, this isn't garbage. This is something that you don't get to see in the infantry, my man.
People are sick of it.
Man, I am tired of this bullshit. Now look, you come in here every day with another excuse so you can go out and do that acting thing. I'm tired. I don't want to hear it no more. And you sell that shit to Mr. Jones. Don't bring it here, baby.
Let him ignore it.
Because we're trying to run a business, okay?
From the looks of him, he seems to be doing well on his out-of-town selling job. What John doesn't know is the selling job is pushing dope, and the long absence from town was spent in the state prison. Their accidental meeting calls for a little celebration, and Pete has just the thing. There's a little private party going on tonight, plenty of fun and laughs. Take a break from the books and live a little.
This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
How real it was. How real it was. How real it was. How real it was.
That's important. That's important. That's important. That's important.
You know,
that's
I got important. The bluegrass band. Played, you know, hillbilly music in Austin, Texas for free beer. I used to sing in folk clubs just for a goof, not for, you know, I didn't have any ambitions. You know, I didn't want a career. The career just sort of came after I started singing. It was very strange. I got in the band just because of, there were my friends and the scene that was happening. It was all my scene and my people. It was a familial thing. You know, I didn't set out to be a singer. That came after I was already a singer. Which is lucky, because I would never have done it any other way.
So how about the folks in small town Texas? How did they feel about you setting out to sing and do the blues?
Oh, they thought I was completely insane. They didn't like me, no. Because you see, and you know how small towns are. You're supposed to get married when you get out of high school and have a brood of children and keep your mouth shut, you know. And I didn't do any of those things. They still haven't figured me out.
I think everybody remembers the games that they played as children, follow the leader, you know, and the one that made the best leader was the one that did the most outlandish thing, or the thing that was not normal, or the thing that wasn't common, or the thing that was the most like a pilgrim-like thing, or, you know, they went to new frontiers, or they did something that no one else thought to do.
You people of planet Earth!
Like, each of us really knows nothing, right? But we all think we know things. Right? We really know nothing. I mean,
you're saying you know more about what I do.
I'm saying that you're going to die, and you're going to go off the Earth. You're going to be dead. Man, it could be, you know, 20 years, it could be tomorrow, anytime, so am I. I mean, it's going to be gone. The world's going to go on without us.
Right.
All right, now you do your job in the face of that, and how seriously you take yourself, you know, you decide for yourself.
Right.
Okay? Now, I'll decide for myself. Now, you're not going to make me feel unhappy by anything you print about me or anything, you know, or anything like that. You couldn't offend me. And I'm sure, you know, I couldn't offend you. Are you going to see the concert tonight?
Yeah.
Are you going to hear it?
No.
Okay, you hear and see it? And it's going to happen fast, and you're not going to get it all. And you might even hear the wrong words, you know. And then afterwards, see, I won't be able to talk to you afterwards. I got nothing to say about these things I write. I mean, I just write them. I ain't going to say anything about them. I don't write them for any reason. There's no great message. I mean, if you know, you want to tell other people that, go ahead and tell them. But I'm not going to have to answer to it. And they're just going to think, you know, what's this Time magazine telling us?
The new generation's music will be, it'll have a synthesis of those two elements and some third thing. It'll be entirely, maybe it'll be, it might rely heavily on electronics, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
This is that people have to know how real it was.
Yes, that's important. That's important.
This is that people have to know how real it was.
Yes, that's important. No, no, no. That's important.
This is that people have to know how real it was.
Yes, that's important. That's important.
The one that made the best leader was the one that did the most outlandish thing, or the thing that was not normal, or the thing that wasn't common.
Man, I want this shit out of my... What you mean shit? What shit? This shit. Fucking garbage.
How real it was. How real it was. How real it was. How real it was.
That's important.
Do you
That's
personally
important.
Feel that the excitement has gone out of things? I mean,
no, I was going like that before because I was thinking too fast, you know. Seems like, you know, a person has a tendency to get bored because, like, he always wants to try to do all these accomplishments, you know. Like starting an idea, something like that, and never quite finishing it out, you know. But some people should just be, you know, to start ideas, and other ones should carry them out. But, like, I don't know. It's really hard to say right now.
Do you feel personally that you've got enough money now to live comfortably without necessarily making more money as a sort of professional entertainer?
I don't think so. Not the way I'd like to live. Because, like, I want to get up in the morning and just roll over my bed into an indoor swimming pool and then swim to the breakfast table, you know, come up for air and get maybe a drink of orange juice or something like that. Then just flop over from the chair into the swimming pool and swim into the bathroom. And, you know, go on shave and whatever.
You don't want to live just comfortably, you want to live luxuriously.
No, is that luxurious? I was thinking about a tent, maybe, overhanging a mountain stream.
Yo, I'm up 4 in the morning making some new shit. I just keep going and going when everybody quit. I don't stop, I'm a fiend way more than Rakim. It's not the mic that I like. The song when it's finished, niggas can't seem to rock it. But I'll be in the pocket. Your rap don't flow with the beat, you need to stop it. They buying into my story cause my shit real. You never do what you say, that's why you don't sell. I ain't beefing on the record, somebody gon' die. You can beef about it when you read about it in the Times. Ain't no bullshitting, nigga, I'm a rare species. 8-10 years, they make another nigga like G. I'ma slow it down, so you can hear me out. And really, really get a listen, see what I'm about. You feel me on the right, you feel me on the left. They feel me in the back. It's all about the dough, that's how we stay alive. I like to see you try to eat when you ain't got a dime. It's all about the dough, that's how we stay alive. I like to see you try to eat when you ain't got a dime. Yeah. All I do is wake up and make hits. At 15, I mastered the 16 bars. Put some Henny in a spliff, now you can't tell me shit.
Just give me 1 hour with a dope ass beat, and I'll show you how to spit. You ain't got no war stories, nigga, you ain't got shit. Cause we ain't trying to hear your little songs for the chicks. And that bitch want it hard, not an R&B dub. She like it real rough, nigga, you the sweet stuff, huh? Cream puff, nigga, I need you. So they can tell the difference between me and you. Yo, I wake up every morning and I write a new smash. I don't do this for the radio, I do it for the fans. Do it for the block. This is for my niggas that's locked in the box. In the Maxi Max, that's the penitentiary. My pen and never see shit. My pops gave 10 years to the federal rallies from Georgia to Cali. He broke out of LA County with the cuffs on. My pops is rowdy. They called him out in San Jose. You know the bounties. If he can see me now, living like the Saudis. I'm slow it down so you can hear me out. And really, really get a list and see what I'm about. They feel me on the right, they feel me on the left. They feel me in the back, back. It's all about the dough, that's how we stay alive. I like to see you try to eat when you ain't got a dime. It's all about the dough, that's how we stay alive. I like to see you try to eat when you ain't got a dime. Yo, we gon' get this money real quick. Fuck it, you niggas, I'm talking about.